We're going to start Hilchos Lulav, Simen Tuf Reish Nun. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us that the Hadas on the Arava should be at least 3 Tvachim. And the Lulav should be 4 Tvachim. Why? That the Lulav should stick out a Tefach more than the Hadasim and the Aravos. That way, when you're doing the Nanuim, you can clearly see the top part of the lulav. Oh, now, the Shulchan Aruch says, and not everyone is aware of this, that the shidra of the lulav should be a tefach longer than the hadasim. Now, what this means is as follows: when you hold the lulav, so you have the darker green part. That's the part that faces you. That's the backbone. That's the shidra of the lulav. And the leaves split from there. Then, as you go up the shidra, this dark green line, eventually, that ends, and you have only the leaves at the top of the shidra. So, when the Shulchan Aruch says that the lulav should be a tefach longer than the hadasim, the Shulchan Aruch says that the shidra should be a tefach longer. So you want to have the hadasim on the right, the aravos on the left. The hadasim are slightly higher than the aravos. That's implicit in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says the lulav should be a tefach taller than the hadasim. The assumption is the hadasim are a little higher than the aravos. And the shidra of the lulav should stick out a tefach above the hadasim. Again, so that when you do the nanuim, the top should be nicker, that you're shaking it. This is also why when you put the ties on the lulav, you're not supposed to put the tie right near the top. The tie should be further down because again, you want the top of the lulav to be easily seen and noticeable. That when you shake the lulav in Esrog, you see the leaves at the top of the lulav shaking slightly, and if the tie is at the top of the lulav, then it's all tied together. There won't be any shaking there at all. Well, so that's what we're going to learn from Siman Tuf Reish Nun Aleph. So the Shulchan Aruch says you take the Dalet Minim lulav hadasim and the aravos, and mitzvah le'agdam b'kesher gamur. Ideally, you tie them together with a full knot. Dahinu beis k'sharim zal gavzeh mishum noy. It looks more beautiful that way. It looks nicer when everything's tied together. So the Shulchan Aruch says to tie a real knot. You take a leaf from another lulav, a thin leaf, and you wrap it around, and you tie a double knot. Oh. So here the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Achronim that our minhag is that we don't actually make a double knot, but we put the lulav and esrog in what's called the keshachuk. And the Mishnah calls it a base yad. It's a holder, and you put the lulav in the middle, and the hadasim on the right, and the aravos on the left. And that's also considered a knot. And that is certainly the minhag olam. Some of the achronim say it's not so clear why that's considered a full knot. So you'll see some people are machmir, that they actually tie a double knot with another thin piece of a lulav leaf, to fulfill the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch. But again, the minhag olam is to follow what the Mishnah Berurah says, that's also considered an eged with a knot when we put it into the holders that we have. Well, now, the Ramah says towards the end of Sif Aleph that Yesh Likshar Hadas Gavo Yosem Min HaRava, that Das should be a little bit taller than the Arava. Well, one way to remember this is that the hadas is similar to the eyes, and the aravos is similar to the lips, and the eyes are above the lips. The hadas is considered more chashuv than the arava, and that's why it's on the right side of the lulav, and it's also placed slightly higher than the arava. Well, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, that the hadas is on the right side, and the arava is on the left side. Oh. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that even if you're a lefty and you're holding the lulav in your left hand, still The Hadas is on the right side of the Lulav, and the Arava is on the left. Oh. And then the Rama quotes, there's a minhag to make three ties on the Lulav. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that some say it's two ties plus the tie that goes around the Lulav, Hadas, and Arava. And others say, no, you have three ties on the Lulav itself, and a separate tie that goes around the Lulav, Hadas, and Arava. Oh, and here the Mishnah Berurah says, we mentioned before, that the Tefach Megula on top should be Pasuach v'lo Mekushar. Because again, the idea is that you want to be able to shake it, and it's Nikkur, the top Tefach is open. So therefore, you shouldn't put a tie in the top Tefach, that you shouldn't put a tie near the top of the Lulav.